divine beings of light. You are starting to recognize this at that individual level. This is an important factor, beloveds, in your evolution. Just as Milena has just voiced, not just about being present in the moment, but it is being the presence of that divine image. This, beloveds, is what you incarnated in a third dimensional body at this time. To bring those individual master imprints into being in a body. To being that presence. You are the divine image, navigating the earthly realm in a body that is in transition. You, at that soul level, have been developing the body's consciousness so that it can move into an iteration of fifth dimension. And when that is anchored, it is an easy transition into the multi-dimensional state of fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, which operate simultaneously, harmoniously in your field. And you are conscious of it, you are aware of it, and you emanate that presence. You have come far, beloveds, in the last 3 years in this state of consciousness. Every time you unlocked, you participated in unlocking a time lock to retrieve more of that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light templates, bringing them into the body, holding them in your sacred heart consciousness, made a significant difference in your ability to remember who you are. It will not slip away as it has in the past, where you saw it, you felt it, and then life got in the way. This is no longer the case, beloveds. You are quite capable of being the presence of that image, divine image. There are initiations that will take place in this next 3 months to each one of you individually. So as you begin in the month of January, it's helpful to use these processes and meditation processes, running the energies, bringing the energies down to the center channel of the body, into the Earth Star, and then from the Earth Star back up the center channel of the body. We encourage you to do this to set the energies and the physicality so they are the body itself is open and receptive. But do not be limited by this by these processes. As you go further into the month of January, and you have practiced, and you have reviewed, and you have sat in quiet contemplation, allow your higher mind, your oversoul mind, to wander a little, to explore the interior of the beauty of your soul. Questions might arise. Ask them and allow the answer to come to you. You have a much different electromagnetic field now in your unified field, where you are quite capable of drawing to yourself some of those memory codes that have been stored at that soul level. This is a time of retrieval. It is a time to discover what yet seems to obstructing you. And for some, this will be difficult. But allow yourself to return to the harmony of your crucible and gather the strength and the wherewithal to remove those obstacles. Continually sitting in the silence to recover those memory codes. As I've said earlier in our conversation, they will not all be recovered. But a significant amount of them will be recovered about the awareness of who you are. It may not be a particular event that happened in another life experience. It may be as simple as recognizing that you are the divine light, you are Christ consciousness, you are the presence, and you're confident in that. Never doubt it. And in that initiation that takes place, the doubt is banished forever. Nothing to do with the ego, but has everything to do with your soul spirit and recognizing that soul spirit at that individual level. So at the end of the 3 months, you enter back into teaching sessions, into the more activity of individual group conversations, you do so in a much different state of consciousness, honoring your individuality, knowing that individuality. You do not have to ask, what do you see? You know. So as we close this session this evening, beloved, I'd like to end it with a very short meditation.